USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC is issuing new guidelines around the Pfizer COVID vaccine after reports of some people having severe allergic reactions to the shots. The health agency says that those who had a reaction to the first dose of the vaccine should not get the second, and anyone who has had a severe allergic reaction to other vaccines should consult with their doctor before getting inoculated. In the UK, Britons are bracing for a Christmas under lockdown, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban the mixing of households. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative to try to control the spread.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
More Republican lawmakers are adding to the voices, calling for California Democrat Eric Swalwell to step down from his position on the House Intelligence Committee after revelations came to light that Swalwell was involved with a suspected Chinese spy. Congressman Jim Banks says House Democratic leadership is turning a blind eye to the potential danger. The Indiana Republican tells Fox News that this is part of a wider strategy from the Chinese government.
This spy herself was involved in his organization. So you start piecing this together, and it tells us that this is a part of a very deep strategy by the Chinese Communist Party to infiltrate our government. And in this case, Eric Swalwell is privy to the most highly classified and sensitive information that's provided to any member of Congress serving on the House Intelligence Committee. This is a real threat, and the fact that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is turning a blind eye to this threat, I think is probably a sign of what we're going to see into the future.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The political heavyweights head to Georgia as the two Senate runoff elections get closer. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Former President Barack Obama is appearing in a series of new campaign ads ahead of Georgia's key Senate runoff elections. Senator Kamala Harris set to visit the state next week. Meanwhile, last week, Vice President Mike Pence was in Georgia campaigning for both Republican candidates. As far as how the polls are looking for the candidates in Georgia, Trafalgar Group's Robert Cahaley tells Fox News,
we're seeing a little bit of movement. This is our third poll in 3 weeks, and we are showing that for our first time in any of our polls, we're showing a lead for Purdue. It's still very, very close with the certainly within the margin of error at 50.2 to 47.5. And on the, in the other one, the special, we're showing Loeffler maintaining the lead that she's had on most of our surveys, and she's at 52-2 versus 45-5 for Warnock.
And the UK is bracing for a Christmas under lockdown, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southeastern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holidays. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.